Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Investigation Discovery delves into the twisted truth behind real estate tycoon and murder suspect Robert Durst in a two-part special event, Robert Durst, an ID murder mystery. Money, privilege, power, millionaire Robert Durst had it all, it seemed, but behind closed doors, more than a mogul, he was wanted for murder. Among the experts featured investigative journalist Diane Diamond, who provided extensive coverage of the Robert Durst case for publications like Newsweek, The Daily Beast, known for her ability to communicate complicated stories in an understandable, common-sense way, a reputation as a fearless reporter, proficient in radio, TV, print, best-selling author. Diane broke the child molestation allegations made against Michael Jackson. Featured in Robert Durst, an ID murder mystery, two-part special event premiering Monday, January 21st, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, and Tuesday the 22nd at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Diane Diamond back with us on This Week in America. Diane, welcome back to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks, Rick. Nice to be with you. No, thanks for the nice intro.
Well,
wow.
Yes, and you've done so much, including covering this trial among so many that you've covered. And this is going to be a fascinating series we're going to see on ID Discovery. You have said people just keep dying around Robert Durst. That pretty well sums it up, doesn't it? That sort of covers everything. This is amazing how he attracts all of these bad vibes and murder investigations.
You know, it's on its face, it's kind of a complicated story with lots of storylines, lots of threads. But the bottom line, Rick, is we might be looking at a serial killer here. I mean, one of the world's most rich serial killers. Imagine that.
That's just amazing. And this goes back, about 40 years. And let's go back to the first escapade that he had back in 1982. His wife is missing. To this day, nobody knows what happened.
Right. Kathy Durst was her name. She was a medical school student. And they had a tumultuous marriage. There was lots of drugs involved. He was having an affair with Mia Farrow's sister. There was violence, according to the neighbors. And Kathy Durst disappears in 1982. Now, Robert Durst's oldest, dearest friend from his college days was a woman named Susan Berman. And when it hit, the New York tabloids went crazy. This guy's worth $100 million and his wife is missing and oh my gosh. Susan Berman came out and spoke to the media on his behalf. You know, don't suspect Robert. He's a great guy. He's grieving. Oh my gosh. So Susan Berman, remember that name?
Yes.
1982. Flash forward to the year 2000 and police have now reopened Kathy Durst's disappearance case. They believe she's dead. They believe Robert had something to do with it. And they want to talk to Susan Berman because no one can find Robert. Robert lives a nomadic life, checking into flop houses and stealing people's identities and cross-dressing as a woman. And nobody can ever find Robert. So they call Susan Berman in California and they say, we want to come talk to you. Well, she probably called her pal, Robert Durst, right away. And don't you know, Susan Berman winds up with a bullet in the back of her head, dead, in her own home, December 2000. Well, where's Robert? Nobody can find Robert. His best friend is dead. She's the only one who knows all the secrets about Kathy's disappearance.
And about to talk to the police.
Right, right. And nobody can find her. Well, Robert Durst surfaces in Galveston, Texas the next year because his neighbor is dead and his body parts, his dismembered body parts have washed up in Galveston Bay. Robert's confronted and he admits, we had a fight. He realized I was not a woman, that I'm a man, and he was going to reveal my identity. So we fought over a gun, and, well, I shot him in the head. Well, the problem is, Rick, nobody could ever find Morris Black's head. They found all his other body parts, but was he shot in the back of the head like Susan Berman? So he goes on trial in Galveston, Texas, for this murder, and of course, remember now, he's got enough money to hire the best dream team
exactly,
of lawyers.
Yes.
He's acquitted. They buy the fact that he was, acting in self-defense, and Well, you just dismembered the guy because you got scared and you didn't know what to do with the body.
I was going to say, not often do you find self-defense ending up in someone who's actually been chopped up. Dismemberment,
yes,
it doesn't usually happen.
And Robert had gone to, like, the local hardware store and bought a tarp and a saw. This was a premeditated dismemberment. It wasn't like, hey, I guess I'll just do this to spur of the moment. So he is now free, but flash forward again, Robert Durst is now in a prison in California awaiting trial, may I add my opinion, finally, for the murder of Susan Berman. So that's where we are today.
And we've got about a minute left. It's going by so quickly, but it's interesting what the evidence from the Morris case, the neighbor that he chopped up, that will be admissible, I understand, at this trial?
Yes, and so will the disappearance of his wife in 82. The judge just ruled, Rick, this is a great question, just ruled that all of this is admissible because it goes to why Susan Berman may have been murdered. Because she held a secret. Morris Black held a secret. He had to die. And now Susan Berman had to die because she knew the secret of Kathy Durst's disappearance. And can I quickly add, police like Robert Durst for at least three other murders, two in California and one in Vermont. So we're back to where we started. This may be the world's richest serial killer.
And the trial is September 3rd of this year of 2019, unless it gets delayed. I'm going to take about 30 seconds here. During what we're going to watch unfold Monday and Tuesday, new evidence. Are we going to be really surprised at some of the evidence here? Were you surprised at some of the new interviews and the new evidence?
Yeah, I was really surprised with an interrogation tape Investigation Discovery got their hands on when they're questioning Robert Durst about notes in his own handwriting in his distinctive green ink. He always used green ink. And these notes have to do with where to find Susan Berman's body. Well, how would he know unless he created that dead body? So you'll be riveted by this part.
I can't wait. With us on the program once again, one of our favorite guests, investigative journalist Diane Diamond. She'll be part of Robert Durst and ID Murder Mystery, a special two-night television event premiering Monday, January 21st, 9 Eastern, 8 Central on Investigation Discovery. Diane, so much thank you for once again for being with us on the program. We'll be watching this week.
Yeah, oh, great. My pleasure. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.